اهلا ومرحبا في مفتي سامو. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. And Allah ta'ala accept all your khidmat for deen mufti sahab. And may your program be successful.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, our Junaid Mota and our Dawood Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Muharram 1447. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 49, Suratul Hujurat, and verse number 15. In yesterday's lesson, we informed you there were a group of people from the periphery and outskirts of Madinah Munawwara, and they said, Qalatil A'rabu A'manna, that we have got Iman. Almighty Allah said, no. You must say aslamna, that we are Muslim, but as yet, walamma yadkhulul imanu fi qulubikum, the true iman has not really entered the inner recesses of your heart as yet. So each one of us should think about it, that iman has to be increased and enhanced at all times and all places. So today's lesson, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is informing us, who are the true Muslims, the true mu'mineen, and those are the people who will be really successful. Chapter 49, verse 15, innama comes for hasr and qasr, for exclusivity. Go and study chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 60, and there Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about the recipients of zakat, that they have to be poor Muslims and so forth and so on, and 8 different categories. So what does Almighty Allah say? Innama sadaqat, that this zakat can only be given to these 8 categories. We can't be choosing our own category and say, no, I'll give it to Top Deacon Harry, Top Deacon Mary, and non-Muslims and so forth and so on. So similarly here also in Nama for exclusivity, that if we study the Noble Quran, then these are the people who have the perfect true Iman, and these are the ones who will be successful. So we need to do some introspection and soul searching. Does this verse apply to us? Are we included in these type of verses? Or must we go and enhance the situation and increase our Iman? With abundant tilawat of Quran, with abundant zikrullah, carrying on the good deeds and staying away from the vices, and 2 du'as and supplications which I will mention in the ending of the tafsir, insha'Allah. Innamal mu'minuna alladhina, only exclusively those people have the true Iman and faith and conviction. Amanu billahi wa rasulihi, they have true Iman in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and in Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Almighty Allah already called them Mu'minun, and then Almighty Allah says, Amanu Billahi wa Rasuli. Then they have brought faith in Almighty Allah and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am sitting here in Umshlanga and doing this program. Now a person walks in and tells me, sit, but I am sitting. So it means that continuously. So these people continuously have their true Iman and faith billah in whatever Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commanded us in the Noble Quran. Therefore, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu, before even opening the Quran Sharif, you to kiss the Quran and say, Hada Dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my beloved Allah. Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl dispatched to Jahannam and the Hellfire. His son Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, Sahabi or companion and student of the Master alayhi salatu salam, before opening the Quran Sharif, would kiss it and say, Hada kalamullahi ta'ala. This is the direct speech of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, the one who is sublime and exalted. Amanu billahi wa rasulihi. And they bring iman in Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The teaching, preaching, what we call the hadith. So remember, ittiba is for the actions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Yuhbikumullah wa yaghfir lakum zunubakum. Then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and your sins will be forgiven. Chapter 3, verse 31. And ita'a refers to obedience to the speech mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the love for the Master alayhi salam, the most. First the love for Almighty Allah, and then the love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than we love our own parents, our spouses, our children, our siblings, and anybody else. And the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Master alayhi salatu salam, his honorable wives, the children, grandchildren, all are included. Then all the Sahaba, all the Awliyaullah, and then we follow the four schools of thought. So that in summary is the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. So Amanu Billahi wa Rasulihi, they have true faith, conviction in Almighty Allah and in Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Summa, thereafter, subsequently, Lam Yartabu, they don't have any doubt, any skepticism. In this day, in this age in which me and you are living in, the 15th century of Islam, the 21st century Gregorian calendar, so we should remember this very, very well. We are bombarded by all types of ideologies and all types of cults and religions. They want to snatch away our iman from us. Allah Jalla Wala informed us more than 1400 years ago, this battle and conflict that's going on, one side the Muslims and one side the enemies of Islam, the Jews and the Christians. But why do you have this battle? Allah Jalla Wala answered it for us in the Noble Quran. Wadda kathirun min ahli al-kitab. If you know the Arabic language, wadda means al-mubalagha fi tamanni. They, majority of them, the Jews and Christians, have the ardent and strong desire from the people of the book, لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا, that how they can return you and take you away from the iman and faith and make you into non-Muslims. That are the type of Muslims they like, sometimes wine, sometimes wine, sometimes diet. They're so part-time Muslims, you see. They are Friday Muslim, Ashura Muslim, like that. Other time non-Muslim. So you just, you know, sometime part-time. So Islam rejects that totally. So why do these non-Muslims do all these things here? Always want to attack Islam and Muslims. Hasadam min indi anfusihim. Based on jealousy from their side. Min ba'di ma tabayyana lahumul haqq. After the truth has become manifest and clear for them. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned this in Surah 2. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 109. So all this is based on the jealousy of the Jutlas, the Jews and the Christians. Remember, they work in tawhut with one another and they always are plotting, planning and scheming. Summa lam yartahabu, me and you as Muslims, we must never ever have doubts. Our iman is yu'minuna bil ghayb, we believe in the unseen. Not in yu'minuna bil jayb, that how we can commercialize Islam and fill our pockets. Our iman is not on our common sense. Common sense today is not common. Iman is supra-logical, far beyond our logic, remember that. Today you have parliaments and all that in the world. They're using their intelligence, intellect and so forth, their common sense. Don't you see what the chaos they are doing? What a big mess, whether it's South Africa, whether it's America. where there is an Arab regime, the Muslim country, there is not one parliament you can say that they bring in the real rule to the people of the world today. Everywhere there is cronyism, there is corruption, more or less, but the fact remains is there. So in Islam, my Allah Jalla Wala said so. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said so. I bring Iman on there. Thumma lam yartabu. There will be absolutely no doubt. Then to enhance and protect and preserve this Iman, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنْفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They are those who are striving in the path of Almighty Allah with their own wealth, with their own persons. Not that people are sponsoring us. Our own money and our own time, our own talent, everything. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. In the path of Allah. Not فِي سَبِيلِ shaitan. Not in the haram things, in Allah's path. Then Allah praises them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Those are the Sajja, Pakka, Muslim and Mu'min. Those are the real truthful ones. O Muslim, O Muslimah, my brother, sister, adult and child, learn these two verses of the Noble Qur'an for protection, preservation of our Iman. Chapter 3, Surah Al Imran, verse number 8. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. O Allah, Jalla wa Ala, do not let our heart get deviated. After you have given us the guidance and give us from your side and grant us from your side the special mercy, Allah, envelope us in your mercy, Allah. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Chapter 7, verse 151. Include us in your mercy, me, my wife, my children, my parents, my siblings, my entire family, the entire ummah, Muslimah, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa anta arhamur rahimeen. Whilst you alone exclusively, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Innaka antal wahhab. You are the best of givers, Ya Allah. Chapter 3, verse number 8. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam went through the vicissitudes of life. His own brothers dumped him in the well. He was sold as a slave, and he landed up in jail. And Allah gives izzat honor. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He becomes the minister. He becomes the ruler. And then he cries to Allah in the ending. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Ya Allah, I went through all this with your grace and mercy and your love and protection. Now in the ending portion of my life, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious and devout servants of Allah. So learn these two du'as, chapter 3, verse number 8, and chapter 12, and verse number 101. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will live with Iman and we will pass away with Iman for the grace, mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, is the 7th of Muharram, 1447. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we landed here yesterday in Durban. Durban weather, excellent, mashallah. No jersey, nothing, you see that? Beautiful weather. So last night we had program there in Mount Vernon next to Vella. So nothing, no jersey, I had my summer vest on and so forth, you know. For us Transvaalers, Gautengers, that it is, you know, like a miracle for us that we just come and sit here in Durban during the winter months. So now things are getting hot day in the Middle East and other parts. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 11 Jutlas were sent to hell yesterday and so forth, the past 24, 36 hours. We're very proud of Hamas. We are Hamas. We don't apologize to anybody. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And that is what every true Muslim must stand up for. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any country. Remember the United Nations, they say, this is what Israel and America have done. If you know anything about Gaza, there were 400 places where food and aid and all that was coming in different places. Now, with these super terrorists, the Americans and Israeli Jutlas and Haramis, in only 4 places. And when our brothers, sisters, children go there, they shoot at them. The videos and all the evidence is there. So the United Nations have called it the death trap. and it must be shut down immediately, because this is a humiliation for America and for Israel, both of them super terrorists and so forth. One of the directors of one of the Gaza hospitals, Dr. Marwan Sultan, yesterday was targeted by the IDF, the haramis, the murderers and killers, and he became shaheed. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. And remember, they gave their lives so that they would serve people. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. You save the life of one person, Quran Kareem says, it's like saving the entire human race. Allah will reward them. More than 100 people again killed in Gaza and martyred in the past 36 hours there by the Israelis and Americans. May Almighty Allah decimate and destroy both of them, inshallah, in our lifetime. Trump trumpeting away, he threatens Elon Musk, born in South Africa, went to America, became a millionaire, billionaire, multi-billionaire, one of the richest people on earth. And Mamdani is winning. Remember the mayoral candidate he will be, and so forth, and all the polls and surveys say that he will win and become the mayor of New York City. So Trump hates them. Elon Musk said that I will take Trump and impeach him, and I will take him to the cleaners, because he knows many, many secrets of him. You must remember what he did with Epstein and all these characters. And he said, I will spend my last dollar to destroy Trump. Trump says, I will deport him back to South Africa. But we say we don't want him in South Africa. And the government said he won't get a license for his Starlink for minimum for another 2 years, you see that? So that is a big story. And then Mamdani, they call him Muslim, but he's Shia. According to us, he's not Muslim, he's marching with the gays and the lesbians and so forth. So Trump calls him a loony. Calls him a communist. We call you, oh harami, Trump, a felon. You are guilty. You're a criminal of 34 charges, and you know that. And your wife is a migrant. She's supposed to be deported as well. So remember that the world has spoken. By choosing, remember Mamdani, they have given a kick to American regime. They have divorced themselves from the Jutlas and the Zionists. And they told Israel that you are guilty of genocide. That is what this vote is all about. Otherwise, if you know New York City, besides Israel, and that one of the greatest, largest amount of Jutlas and Jews are found in New York City. We went there, we know a little bit about it. So we should know all these things there. Bali, you know that Indonesia, the ferry capsized there, 65 people were there on board. And now they appear dead. If somebody survives, it will be like a miracle. Allah knows best. You must remember, people flock to Bali because it's the tourist destination, and so forth and so on. That you know that between China and this Tibet, T-I-B-E-T, there's always rows and eruptions and tension, conflict between them. So they have the Dalai Lama. He is the leader, and he's 90 years old now, they say. So 80, 90 years old, very old. And now how are they going to choose the next leader? So they busy with that, and he has to appoint the successor and so forth. India now, they know they are in big trouble because China, Russia, Iran, Pakistan are having their own meeting, and they sideline India. So India is feeling the pinch now. Then why we not part of it? Because they know India is more with Israel than America, the haramis, the triangle and the axis of evil, you know? India, Israel, America. So, but now India released a statement and said, no, we are committed to BRICS and so forth. We are part of Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and South Africa, and so forth. Iran just bought some new messiahs from China. You see, 40 of them, and they ready. And they got their speedboats, you know, right there by the Strait of Hormuz. Hey, Jutlas, you want to come? We're waiting for you. Hey, Americans, you want to come? We're waiting for you. The Shia is a pakka kafir 100%, but we must give credit because credit is due. So you must remember when the BBC and all of them, they entered and they saw all these places where they cause harm. So Israel attacked Iran, and Iran attacked them, and you see that what happened there. They have big problems there, so now they are preparing for the next round and so forth. So we must give them due, so many sanctions on them, but they build their own rockets, their own missiles, and then they get help from Russia and China and so forth. And our Arab regimes, they will tell Israel, America, take billion, and take million, and we support you. Look at Saudi Arabia. Pakta, haramis, murtad, khabis, awlad, and shaitan. They told Israel, finish up the job. Yesterday I sent it out, and today before 8 o'clock you'll get it, inshallah, the whole article. They saying, finish up the job, finish up Hamas. We don't want Hamas. Do you? You are shaitan, you are murtad, you are haramis, MBS, you are bootlickers, you must remember that. You are licking the backside of Trump and so forth. Allahumma ahlik ahle sa'ud, kama ahlakta ahle wa sa'ud. May Almighty Allah decimate the Saudi regime, Kafir regime. So remember, China blocks India. India was on the verge of becoming a permanent member with a veto in the United Nations. But China blocked it. How dare you become? How America got their favorite illegitimate child, and that is Israel. China's favorite child, remember, is Pakistan. From the 70s, I used to wonder, you know, how come so many Chinese? We knew nothing. We were so green that time. Now, little bit, you know. So remember that you see the Chinese, and they have great ties. That was during the time of Zulfikar Ali Bhutto and all these people, you see. The dollar. Islam, you harami. The dollar has hit his worst year since 1973. Let me jog your memory a little bit. You know what happened in 1973? You must remember King Faisal al-Shaheed. He was martyred in 75. When we went for Umrah, my parents, myself, in 74, Ramadan, he came there. So we saw him also. And he didn't have all this pomp and glory and so forth. That you must close the Haram Sharif and only he can make tawaf and that. He was a very, very pious man. When Sheikh Abul Hassan al-Nadwi, Nawwar Allahu marqadahu, used to give him advice, used to tell all the guard, get out of here. Let this man speak. And then he used to cry loudly. The guards came, said, why are you crying? He said, this is my well-wisher. He's giving me the true advice, not asking me for any favors and so forth. Go read Mufakkir Islam, Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hassan al Nadwi, our Honorable Ustad. He gave me permission for hadith, and he passed away on a Friday in Ramadan, whilst reading Surah Yasin, and his Salatul Janaza, Ghaibat, in absentia was read in the Haramain Sharifain. I was there, 1999. So remember in Makkah, Sheikh Abdullah Subayil and them. So that is how Allah honors people who are not bootlickers. So yeah, the dollar at that time hit the right down. Because why? He said, no oil for you, America. Why the hell you came to help Israel when Egypt were giving them a good threshing and a good hiding? So now also the dollar, you see, we sitting by 1760, 1765, like that is fluctuating. So you must remember, because the dollar is dipping, courtesy of him. That's from the harami and his team. So very good. Allahumma ahlikum, Allahumma gharrikum, Allahumma arsil alayhim rihan sarsara. Ya Allah, you decimate them. Hamas says, we're studying the proposal made by America and so forth. We are prepared to release 10 hostages in stages in that 60-day period, that we want the everlasting truce and peace. Not after all the hostages are given, then the war starts again and so forth. Smotrich and Ben Gvir, these are the two war criminals and right-wingers. They say they're going to plot and block the ceasefire. But you see what Trump said. Let him come here, Netanyahu. I'll be very firm with him. Netanyahu knows he doesn't have much choice. Trump is an egoist. He's a narcissist. He's a person who's a psychopath. 27, 30 doctors in America said he's a medjep, you see. So sometimes you'll be very good, and sometimes you'll tell him, you saw what I did to Zelensky, I'll do the same thing with you. So you better agree now what I'm saying, and so forth, and those medcaps of yours in your cabinet, you better sort them out. So we hope it does something good, the medcap. Arab Israelis, Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz newspaper, the Arab Israelis, the way things are going, will lose many of their rights. You see, they are treated, you know how Israel is. Israel, the Jutras are first. Then you have the Arab Israelis, so they have some certain rights and so forth and so on. Then you have the Palestinians, they are treated as fourth class citizens. So the few extra rights they have, they might even lose it. See, I give you good news. Alhamdulillah, when the attacks on Hamas, when the attacks of our Houthi brothers of Yemen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for Yemen. Now, if you know anything, we landed there, we took off from there. Ben Gurion Airport, terminal number 1 is closed, you must remember why. No foreign flights are coming in. So every day, billion dollars lost for Israel. I told you, Jutlan Haramid, I know you are recording me and I feel very honored. Every day you must record me. So you are a cursed nation. You're not chosen nation, what you are, a cursed nation. You are the swine and the pigs mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60, and your rabbis and the donkeys mentioned in chapter 62, verse 5. And in chapter 7, verse 167, Allah says, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish you right till the day of justice. So alhamdulillah, this is all part of the punishment. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, let's come to our South Africa now. America says that you want to now, you know, reset the ties between America and South Africa politically, economically, socially. So then the ANC must denounce and criticize the slogan, kill the poor, bulala. You see that? So that you must denounce it. Then we can talk. As long as this goes on, then we can't be talking and it will be very difficult to reset things. Always just see the amount of unemployment. Look at this figure, staggering figure. Yesterday when I left Johannesburg to come to Durban, you know I love reading. So I took the Star newspaper, Citizen newspaper and the Sowetan and I read all, you see. But Allah's help to get the latest news, views, interviews. Over 67,000 people applied for job in the police so that they could become trainees and so forth. But the job is only for 5,500 people. But 67,000 plus people applied for the job. What does that tell you? Our country is going backwards courtesy of ANC. Water woes. You come here, I'm here in the North Coast now, right? So here where we are, Umslanga, Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah reward our Haji Mahmoud Ikhlas, the capital group and all of them. But just go this side, Vellum, Tonga, and see all the problems they have. Go to Johannesburg, the hub of South Africa's economy, big problems you must remember. And yesterday with Allah's help, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, during the bliss of marriage, so two brothers, they were twins. So mashallah, they embraced Islam, they chose their own names. One is Brother Hamza, and the other one is Brother Salim, Maulana Salim. And they loved your name also. And they said, these are our names. And there were two other brothers who brought Islam, taught them Islam. Brother Abu Bakr and Brother Mahmoud. Allah reward all of you. So yesterday, and we sent it out, mashallah, the club, how on Marqas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they embraced Islam. Then last night we were here in Mount Vernon. So before I reached there, one brother called me and contacted me. He said, my name is Muhammad Mutli. I'm waiting for you. I said, I listen to you every day and I must meet you. So mashallah, he came and then I gave him a kitab and so forth. And he was elated, delighted to see that. So now the Durban is full. Not for me. They're full because of the Durban July. Well, I don't know about you, but when we were very young, you know, in the 60s and all that, so we also used to see the July handicap is big thing, you know. Once they even had a horse, and that horse name was Mufti. You know that, if you study the history of Durban July. But the Mufti didn't come out first, he came out second. And the ulama, they objected on it. And they said, you can't keep the horse name Mufti. So that was just, you know, a story from the past, like a blast from the past, as they say. So Durban is full, the weather and the Durban July and lot of things going on. So yesterday with Allah's help, we had a wonderful program, Allah Kabul Farmai in Mount Vernon, you see. And there was a brother there, Chairman Sahib Bashir Bhai. So then he said, no, I must take you to my house. And then he took us to another masjid they built there. So they got the top masjid and the bottom masjid. The Malawi brothers and sisters are full there. So Allah Ta'ala reward them. The Ishtima is starting today in Canada, in Toronto. Your brothers who are there, Americans, Mexicans and Canadians, so the brothers, mashallah, we sent it out, we'll send it out again today. We say wherever they tabliki Ishtima, make dua, Allah Jalla Wala accept it, make it the means of hidayat. So inshallah, today between 11 and 12, we'll be discussing, remember Ashura, and then between 1 and 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. Inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, tonight, Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, we will be in Clear Estate, Masjid al-Mahmood, where Mawlana Ibrahim Badat is. So may Almighty Allah make it a means of hidayat. Gee, Mawlana, we have 12, 30 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Ustaz, can I travel with the Quran Sharif in my hand luggage in the plane or in the backpack kept in the overhead luggage area?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All of you going to Umrah, you're going to Dubai, you're going to Hong Kong, China, wherever. My advice to you, when you're taking your Quran Sharif, then don't put it in your main luggage. It will go there inside. They just throw the bags around and so forth. Quran Sharif, Quran is saying itself, chapter 22, verse 32. وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَآئِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect and reverence to the symbols and landmarks of Almighty Allah, so that will be a sign, remember, of the taqwa and true piety in the heart of that person. So yesterday we came, so now I have to bring some books and all that for my lectures, some Quran, some this, some that, you must remember. So we put everything in our hand luggage, so we must show respect and reverence to it. That will be our advice to one and all.
So a very funny question, dua to win court case to get back stolen money.
So yes, you must remember that maybe that person there was somebody working in a shop and then instead of helping the customers, he was helping himself, you know, playing ping pong, funny things happen, Maulana, me and you, sometimes we don't even understand how they do it, but anyway, people got their ways and means. So now you're going to go to court and you're blaming that this person, ABC, stole your money and so forth and so on. So how can you win the court case? That's your question. So I'm giving you a prescription. Every day, start today, if you haven't started already, then read the 99 beautiful names of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. The Quran teaches us, chapter 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَىٰ فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah by His beautiful names. Allah is telling us. Then look at the words there. Two attributes of Allah. You must repeat it, repeat it. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. Chapter 38, verse 35. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam made dua after he reconstructed Masjid al-Aqsa. Rabbi ghafirli wa habli mulka la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di innaka antal wahhab. Ya Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. Nobody after me must have such a kingdom. Fa'atahu iyah, the hadith in Sunan Nasai. Allah Jalla Wala granted him, but he said, Ya innaka antal wahhab. You are the best of givers. So read, Ya wahhabu, Ya wahhabu, Ya wahhabu. There will be impediments, there will be obstacles, you will have a lawyer, attorney, and then you will be cross-questioned and so forth. So you must read, Ya fattahu, Ya fattahu, Ya fattahu. Ya Allah, you open all the doors for me and remove all the obstacles and impediments. So number one, do that. Number two, read chapter 29, verse 30, provided you are speaking the truth. And so your ABC person stole that money from you, from your business or wherever. So read chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Ya Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers and mischief makers. And the last one, my brother, chapter 40, verse 44, Surah Mu'min, and verse 44, simple dua. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whenever people, your employees, your neighbors, your employer, or husband, wife, in-laws, out-laws, you're having problems, So remember he, wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. Ya Allah, my matters and affairs, I hand them over to you, Ya Allah. Inna Allah basirun bil ibad. Ya Allah, you are the one who's all observing over the servant. Chapter 40, verse 44. Now the next verse, verse 45 of chapter 40. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Those people who are plotting, planning, scheming, Allah will protect you against them. So read all that, inshallah, and give out charity. Allah Ta'ala will make you a great winner, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, are raffles allowed in Islam or is it classified like gambling?
Raffles, I know what is raffles because when we were in school in the 60s, then the teachers would give us tickets and they told us we must go to the shops and all that and sell those tickets. So one ran a ticket, two ran a ticket and so forth. Then the money comes to the school and then they have a competition. From that money they give the prize and so forth. All haram, all this goes under gambling. Gambling is absolutely haram. If you study the usloob, the methodology of the Quran Sharif, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوا. What I'm trying to show you, that many a time and the most places of the Noble Quran, you will find Allah speaks of alcohol and gambling together. Wine, dine and swine. Because both are addictive. People say, I just will have one tot of champagne. I'll just have one tot of whiskey. I just have one thought of honeycomb. We don't know all these things, obviously. We never touched it in our life, alhamdulillah. So therefore, Islam said the one thought also is haram. Ma askara kathiruhu fa qalilu haram. Open Mishkan Sharif. What intoxicates in large quantities, the minute quantity also is absolutely haram. There's consensus on that. So similarly, gambling, say, no, man, let me just cut them a chance, cut them a million. You see, they glorify it in the TV, in the mass media. You can win 5 million, 10, 50 million. So one person wins and 100 million people lost their money. So therefore, Islam says all this is haram because Islam is a mercy to humanity and creation.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to advertise items that are not in stock? I advertise items and take orders. These items then come to me within 2 or 4 weeks, which customers are aware of. Then they pay upon collection.
So I want to advertise ABC, this book I'm selling, but I don't have it in stock. So now ABC person, XYZ person says, yes, they're interested. So now we are not concluding the deal and transaction. I am telling them, fine, that I will receive the books in 1-2 weeks' time, 1 month's time. And they said, fine, they will purchase it and so forth. So then you are doing the transaction. So that first one is basically just like a promise from both sides. So a deal like that will be permissible. The transaction will be permissible. So remember that in a case like that, where you are advertising, and those people say that they'll come and purchase by you, and then you sell it, and then same time they pay you. So all fine, all above board, no problem with that.
Okay, Saab, is it permissible to use lila money to put a borehole for public use, mainly to non-Muslims?
Very good. We will encourage that. You 5, 10, 15, you one family, father, mother, children, grandchildren, everybody. You put some money, 100,000, 200,000. You go to a place that's very, very poor. The people are struggling for water. Me and you, we have jojos, we have boreholes, we have all these type of gadgets and all these facilities. Those people have to walk 5 kilos, 10 kilos just for one bucket of water. So that you use lillah money. Ya Allah, for your love, for your pleasure, we are doing this. For you tremuna ta'ama ala hubbihi miskinan wa yateeman wa azira. Almighty Allah speaks of those people. Allah calls them the Abrar, the pious people. Then they're feeding the people, the food and everything. So not only food, water, everything people need. And who are they feeding? Miskina, the poor and destitute. Wa yatima, and the orphans. Wa asira, and the people in captives, you understood, captivity, the prisoners and so forth and so on. So that's excellent. And what must be your intention when you do that? إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Ya Allah, we're feeding the people, giving them food, giving them water, giving them juice. All this halal and tayyiba only for your love and your pleasure. We don't want even thanks from these people here. We do it for your love, for your pleasure, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Chapter number 76 and verses 8 and 9. So that is what is excellent. We will encourage that. Non-zakat money, lillah money, remember that. Totally permissible.
Tisab, our old maid has said the shahada and given permission to bury her according to Islam. But she hasn't changed her name. So can we still bury her as a Muslim?
Here there are three issues. I just told you that yesterday in our bliss of marriage between 11 and 12, our brother Suleiman, so-called day in the studio, and myself, and mashallah, these two brothers, they twins, you know. One chose the name Hamza and the other one chose the name Salim. So whenever people embrace Islam, then we must emphasize this point, that they must sign an affidavit, that they must say that upon my death, I want to be buried, and I instruct that everybody must know that I want to be buried according to the Muslim law, Islamic law, and so forth and so on. And that's wajib and compulsory. We know the examples that the person embraced Islam, but we had no documents. So we gave the ghusl, we buried the person, we read the Salatul Janaza, but the family took them away and they cremated them because we don't have documents. So therefore, all of you, so you, my brother, sister, your maid, domestic, embrace Islam, make sure that you see signs and affidavit, go to the police station, commissioner of court, get it certified and so forth. One. Two, that when she embraced Islam, now what type of name did she have? Let's say she had a name Mary or a name Maria. So in that way, you don't have to change the name because Mary will mean Maria. It's better if you change to Maria, but Mary also is acceptable. Oh, her name is Maria. So Maria, 50 years, she passed away on the 16th of Muharram in the 16th year after the Hijrah. So in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, so we must be clear on all these issues. If the name is a funny name and so forth, so then we will tell them that they must change the name. And why? إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبَائِكُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ حَدِيثٍ أَبُو دَاوُودَ وَمِشْكَاةَ شَرِيفٍ. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah justice, you'll be called by your name and your father's name. Biological father, not adopted father and stepfather. Hence choose good names. Me, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail bin Usman bin Hussein. So therefore, Abdul Qadir Hussein, you see? So that is why. So you must analyze the situation and then inshallah, if the name is Mary or Maria, it's fine. But if some upside down name in that, so remember then she must change it. Allah give tawfiq, jazakallah khairan. So inshallah, today between 11 and 12 we discuss Ashura and tonight inshallah in play estate Masjid Mahmood after Isha. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.